This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Nutrition Facts label, it's on the cereal box and the juice, has not been updated in decades. But today, First Lady Michelle Obama will present the results of a Nutrition Facts overhaul. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
There are calories at the top of the current label, then there's total fat, cholesterol, sodium, and so on. Park Wilde is an agricultural economist at Tufts.
You can see in the panel a history of past arguments in nutrition policy.
There have been fights over what to emphasize. Well, something the administration wants to change is information on servings.
Different people eat different ways. I mean, people eat very radically different serving sizes from each other.
Kelly Brownell is a nutrition expert and the dean of the Sanford School of Public Policy at Duke. He says the White House wants the new label to place more emphasis on calories and to tell us how much sugar has been added to what we eat.
Added sugar would be a really important thing to add because there's so much of it in the diet and is contributing so much to illness that it would be helpful for people to know that.
So far, that's something the food industry has resisted. In a statement, its trade group, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, didn't address the debate over added sugar, but it did say it would support the administration's plan to call more attention to calories. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.